Psalm 102, Ashes, Stones, Forever. Psalm 102 begins with one of Scripture's most tender permissions. This is a prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. The heading itself is pastoral. It tells us that collapse can still be liturgy. Complaint is not faith's enemy. Often it is faith's last brave act. The psalmist can barely speak plainly, so he speaks in images. Days like smoke, bones burning like a furnace, heart cut down like grass, a lonely bird on a rooftop, an evening shadow stretching toward night. This piling up of similes is itself a literary device of distress. Pain often cannot say, "I hurt." It must say, "I am smoke, grass, shadow." Suffering makes a person feel less solid. But then Psalm 102 does something unusual. It widens the lens. It moves from body to city to cosmos. First, the poet's bones and appetite fail. Then Zion appears in ruins, its stones and dust beloved by God's servants. Finally, even heaven and earth are said to wear out like clothing. Personal anguish, national ruin, and the aging of creation are held together in one prayer. A Western reader may miss how natural that felt in Israel. The self was not imagined as a sealed private unit. If Zion was broken, the worshipper was broken, and the reference to stones and dust is not sentimental. After Jerusalem's destruction, there were literal burn layers, collapsed walls, and charred debris, the sort of material archaeology still uncovers. Faith here is not a refusal to see rubble. It is love for rubble because God has attached his promise to this place. One of the psalm's most moving turns is this. The sufferer says, "I eat ashes like bread, yet God's servants cherish her stones and dust." English Standard Version. Ashes and dust are usually what is left when all beauty is gone. But in Psalm 102, God builds precisely there. The prayer of the destitute in verse 17 uses the Hebrew arah, a word suggesting something stripped bare, almost like a desert shrub. God does not wait for flourishing prayers. He bends towards scrubland. Then comes the summit. "But you, O Lord," and later, "you are the same." In Hebrew, atahu, you are he. Bodies fail, cities fall, worlds fray, but God does not become less himself. Hebrews 1:10-12 takes these words and applies them to Christ. That is staggering. The one who is unchanged beyond the wearing out of the heavens entered our world of shortened days. Augustine heard this psalm as the voice of Christ and his body, the suffering head, and the church joined to him in hope. So the comfort of Psalm 102 is not that nothing will crumble. It is better than that. It is that the unchanging one hears from the rubble, keeps time for mercy. The appointed time in verse 13 is mowed, a set time, almost festival language, and gathers a future from ruins. Suggested cross-references. Isaiah 46 and 8, Lamentations 3:21, 26, Hebrews 1:10-12, Revelation 21, 2-5. Hymn suggestion. We will feast in the house of Zion. Prayer. Lord, when I feel like smoke and shadow, teach me to pour out my complaint before you. Give me grace to love what seems ruined because you're not finished with it. You are the same, and your mercy has its appointed hour. Hold me, hold your church, and build from our dust. Amen.